Here's Greenall with a lovely sweeping pass out to his right hand side for Lukes to get onto, and Lukes now crosses that ball in towards Jess Battle. Battle gets the ball, turns and shoots into the bottom corner, and after 55 seconds here at Broadhurst Park, Jess Battle has given FC United the lead.
Well, it took 22 seconds last Sunday. It took a little bit longer on the big pitch today, but she certainly knows how to finish.
So, just to remind you, Penrith comes into this game without conceding a goal, and after 55 seconds, that's what happens. Throw-in taken, well controlled there by Sullivan. Sullivan crosses this ball in towards the far post. Only Kirsty Chambers is there, and it's going to go all the way to the other corner flag. Kirsty Chambers checks inside, into the penalty box. Kirsty Chambers on the left foot, pokes it into the bottom corner, and with 3 minutes on the clock, FC United are running riot here. Kirsty Chambers there with FC United's second goal of the afternoon.
Well, there's no time to write down names in this game.
I think I'll be here all afternoon.
Well, Sullivan scored six goals.
She scored six from midfield in a game
weeks ago.
And that was with a very much damage limitation lineup.
Well, that goal kick only gets as far as Battle. Battle with a nice little pass forward to Sullivan, who goes for the lob. Sullivan makes it 3-0 to FC United. 39 minutes gone, and a beautiful lob there.
And I don't think the left foot is a natural foot, but she did a good job to beat the keeper with it.
She did the old ice cream shot.
She just about got enough on it.
And I bet the manager of Penrith is just waiting, longing for the half-time whistle to get the team back into the changing room. It has been a very impressive first half from FC.
I can imagine, like, you know, coming to a stadium like this as well is a little bit, shall we say,
daunting.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, I mean, and I've seen Penrith's ground, and it's very much
it's new, isn't it?
Well, the old one was a dry stone wall.
It looks can ground. Keep that ball in, plays the ball back to Battle. Yeah. Battle on the near post, slots it into the top corner, and it's now 4-0. With 3 minutes left to play this first half, and
would you say that was a striker's, a centre forward's goal?
Yeah, it was Luke's, wasn't it?
When you think about it, it was a little bit reminiscent of remember Charlton's in the 68,
yeah,
where he clipped it over his shoulder, right into the top corner.
Well, it was the movement that made it, wasn't it?
No, definitely. I mean, this width, like I said, you're getting width and you're getting opportunities to cross the ball.
Here's Sullivan now. Sullivan plays the ball out to Jess McCarrick. It's a bit quiet here, all of a sudden. It was a bit more rowdy in the first half.
They have got a sub on Penrith.
Oh, more on that in a second, but here's Lukes now. Lukes dips the shoulder and now charging towards the byline. Crosses this ball in, pulls the ball back to Sullivan. Sullivan shoots, good save. Ball breaks to Sullivan. Sullivan slots it home. And 30 seconds into the second half, and Sullivan makes it 5-0. Chambers now plays the ball to the right back, and appeals for offside there, but the ball was clearly played backwards by Kirsty Chambers. And here is Jess McCarrick now crossing the halfway line, plays the ball central, appeals for offside again. Greenall does well picking up the second ball. Greenall plays the ball through there to Sullivan. Sullivan is onside and one on one with the goalkeeper. Oh, that's a lovely finish there from Sullivan. And is that a hat trick, Paul?
Opening up the body, it was a joy to watch, wasn't it? I suppose it was the pass that made it as well, though.
Pass was excellent, a little diagonal through the line of defence, and she just ran onto it and picked a spot, basically.
To answer your question, yes, it's a Fran Sullivan hat-trick yet again.
Thanks, Paul. You should have answered me sooner. I was like, oh, I made such a mistake there. Oh, it wasn't a hat-trick. It is a hat-trick. In the space of, 39 to 52 minutes, hat-trick.
13.
13 minutes for Fran Sullivan. Jess McCarrick, and McCarrick now.
Big space.
Moving forward down this right hand side. Shy of the halfway line, plays it square to Foster. Foster now.
And again, just pass it again.
Out to this left hand side to Greenall. Greenall helps it onto Chambers, and it is walking pace, but effective walking pace. Here's Chambers, plays it forward to Sullivan. Sullivan's lining up a shot there, but it's a lovely pass to Fields. Lovely first touch from Fields, and what a finish. And that is 7-0. And is that Fields' first competitive goal for the club?
I think it is. Well, that was a goal of real quality, wasn't it?
Our first touch on Fields, though.
We're just on the hour mark now. I mean, in a blink of an eye, it's 7-0.
Well, here's Greenall now. Greenall, still with the ball. Now, a lovely through ball there to Chambers. Just Chambers crosses this ball into Battle. And just Battle, that's her hat-trick on the hour mark. FC United now 8-0 up. 65 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park. 8-0 the score. It's going to be an in-swinger from the park side. In it comes. It's a good corner to the near post. He's cleared only as far as Battle. Battle's going to play it out to Kirsty Chambers. Chambers now ops still on the left foot from the corner of the penalty box, shoots into the top corner. Kirsty Chambers, that's her second of the afternoon, and it's FC United of Manchester's ninth goal.
Take the pips out of that one.
Blimey.
Well, when Kirsty hits the ball at times, it just stays hit, doesn't it?
Here is Foster now. Foster through the middle, a lovely through ball to Chambers. Good finish. First touch from Chambers. Chambers into the bottom corner. That's Kirsty Chambers' hat trick. 10-0.
I like that drilled finish into the corner. Quite often she just hammers it, but that was a bit of placement in there.
And Penrith now on this right hand side. There's Hatcliffe pressurising, forces the error. Here's Chambers now on the ball. Chambers to Hatcliffe on this left hand touchline. Hatcliffe now coming in field with it, plays it to Sullivan. There's a 1-2 there, back to Hatcliffe. Hatcliffe now into the, oh, and that's a good bit of defending there from Charlotte.
Pressure's
Smith.
Not off yet.
But here's Chambers now. Chambers plays the ball.
Go on.
To Sullivan. Sullivan plays it to Hatcliffe. Hatcliffe is 1-on-1. And that is 11-0.
Nice finish.
Nice play.
Look at the celebration behind the goal.
He's loving it.